This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, Jared Nunes. He grew up in Hopkins, Minnesota. He's ascended a coaching career, and it has his stop right now and for some time has been at Baylor University, where last year they were national champions. On this night, he prepared to win a national championship against Gonzaga and Jalen Suggs at the time. This year, they made another bid, down 25 points to North Carolina in the second half. They came back and tied it. The game went to overtime where North Carolina won it. Baylor was on the cusp again. And certainly he understands what we're talking about tonight and beyond. Jared, always good to visit with you. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
What is it like on the day that you, now I'm going to get into the fact that you played during the COVID era, of course, last year in a minute, but forgetting that, it's still, you're playing for a national championship, which you've always thought about. What's it like when you wake up on Championship Monday?
A bunch of different emotions, a little bit of nerves, a little bit of excitement, a lot of adrenaline, and then just waiting for the game because, you know, obviously the game happens later on that evening, so. Just a lot of nerves, a lot of anxious feelings, and just ready to get the ball tipped up in the air.
What was it, a lot different because of COVID and the lack of fans and therefore fanfare last year, or do you get locked in enough that you don't see that? How does that feel?
Pretty locked in. There actually was a pretty decent amount of people, fans, at the championship game. Obviously, not as many as it will be tonight, but it was still a good amount of fans. So. But during that time, once the ball is tipped and you're just so focused on, you know, as coaches, what you can do to try to have your guys prepared, and the players get locked in as well. So, you know, you hear the fans, but you try not to focus on that.
Do you think a lot about, hey, this might be my only shot to do this? Does that enter your mind much?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's so many great coaches, great teams that, you know, haven't won a championship and have maybe only won one championship. So, you know, when you're in that moment, you definitely want to take full advantage of it and seize the opportunity for sure.
You were up against a young man named Jalen Suggs, who people, of course, sure got to know pretty well, and he made the shot last year in the NCAA tournament to beat UCLA in the semifinals. You were very familiar with him, having recruited him, known him. You know everybody in the basketball world here in Minnesota and beyond, Jared. What was he like to prepare for when he was a freshman last year?
A lot of headaches, a lot of late nights. Great, great player, outstanding young man. Very, very difficult to scout because he can do so many things. Very, very athletic, great passer. Didn't have many weaknesses. So it was definitely a challenge to game plan, not only for him, but for Gonzaga.
I ran into his father the other night at the women's Final Four. I actually saw him a couple times last week, Larry, and he was paging Paige Becker's mom to tell her to just enjoy it. And of course, Paige had been there before, but having been through the shot with his son, and of course, Jalen and Paige are good friends as well, so it was kind of fun to see that camaraderie between them. So now you get in the game, and you get to that point in the last few minutes where, you know, it could really happen. What are you thinking on the bench? And I always think this, Jared, as a coach, are you thinking, just don't suggest anything or do anything that will screw it up? Does that enter your mind at that point?
You know what? The one thing that kept entering my mind was, this clock isn't moving fast enough. That was the main thing.
You just can't believe how slow it seems, huh?
Yes, you know, and even though we had a decent lead, you know, we're still looking at the clock like, man, I swear it just said 5 minutes like 5 minutes ago. You know what I mean? So you just constantly just want that clock to go down. And then once, you know, you start getting close to when you know it's over, you just start thinking about, you know, everything you went through during the year and how much your kids put in, how much, you know, as coaches, time we put in, and just that you won the last game of the year. Like, I mean, nobody really gets to understand that feeling outside of people, you know, win the NIT and the national championship. And so there's usually, you know, two teams that can say they got that feeling. That's a great feeling.
Jared Dunas is our guest. Jared, do you reflect, or is that more a player thing when you start thinking about, you know, I know your father, of course, Al, very well, was a great player himself. Do you reflect upon, boy, he brought me to the gym when I was 5 years old, and I hope I'm paying Pops back a little bit of that? I mean, does that go through your mind?
A little bit. I mean, he always likes to remind me that he was the star and the coach in the family. But no, I mean, anytime you have a chance to just kind of continue on a family legacy and follow behind my dad's footsteps, that's always a proud thing for me and a proud thing for him.
You ask him, though, how he didn't get that Central team to the state tournament, okay?
No, I try to stay away from that.
It's a famous story that I like to share with Al from time to time.
Yeah.
So now this year you come back, you got a good team again. And during the regular season, I was just talking about how you don't feel the same intensity and fanfare here in Minnesota for college basketball that you used to. Now, part of that is the fact that the Gophers haven't taken us there. They haven't played hardly any big games. They've won two NCAA tournament games in the last 25 years. You know, both first-round games, obviously. They got bounced the next one. And that's as far as they've gone. And it's hard to develop generations of basketball fans if you don't go deep into the tournament every 3 or 4 years. They haven't. What is it like at Baylor and on the campuses in the South and where you play? Do you feel like there's a heavy fervor for college basketball? You're not very far removed from some of those one versus two matchups, you know, pre-COVID as well when you were playing Kansas.
Uh-huh. So you mean as far as...
Yeah, I mean, do you feel, are they big crowds, and do you feel the is it great atmosphere this year post-COVID for Baylor basketball wherever you go?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, going into... I would say probably every game we had on the road was, you know, I think everybody's kind of Super Bowl. I mean, when you're the defending champs, you know, everybody wants to knock you off, and you usually get their best game. So there was multiple arenas that we played in that was sold out, and, of course, our fans are great. So we played in front of a lot of home court sellout arenas. So the excitement of the fans is something that you just can't replace. And, I mean, it just impacts college sports, not only basketball, but all sports, football, baseball, everything. So fan participation is what makes college so great.
Okay, now you're one of the few programs that's seen both these teams, Kansas and North Carolina. Let's start with your North Carolina game in the NCAA tournament. You're down 25 points, and I'm watching this, and I can't believe it. I thought, God, North Carolina's really found them. All of a sudden, they're chipping away a little bit, and there's another three, and oh, their guy gets thrown out of the game, and you're watching, and you're going, yeah, I better keep watching this just in case Baylor makes a comeback.
Yeah.
And the next thing, and all of a sudden, there's an and one, and it's a tie game. Explain what happened to me, happened in that game, that second half.
Well, I think it's just... you know, it's kind of what we've been through all year. It's just a credit to our kids and our staff, because this year was difficult for us with, you know, a few injuries to our key players and just the resiliency that we've shown. And our guys had a lot of heart and fought. And you know, it was amazing to come back. The emotions in that game were incredible. unfortunately. I felt like if we could have just, you know, got over that hump and took the lead, you know, maybe the outcome could have been different. But just the fact that our guys kept fighting, and that just is testament to them all year, kind of year we had.
That was what it felt like. It felt like, though, if Baylor gets the lead, it's over. And you did everything except get the lead that day.
Right.
Now, explain North Carolina to me, because they are hot cold like that, and you're not quite sure what you're going to get. As you handicap them the night against Kansas, what do you see?
Well, obviously, their 1-5 is as impressive as any team in the tournament. I would say if they have an Achilles heel, which I don't know if they do, but I would say their depth. I mean, they don't play a whole lot of players on the bench. So if one of those guys, you know, they almost had an unfortunate injury last game, and he was able to come back. But, you know, if they're in foul trouble or you know, God forbid they get an injury, it might be tough for them to overcome that. But that starting five is about as good as you're going to see in college basketball.
Now, there's one, you went to Hopkins and started there. There's a kid named Kerwin Walton that doesn't get in much right now that from Hopkins has played for North Carolina as well. He was a great player in high school. Not a good player, a great player, off the charts. I've watched him train in the summer. He's unbelievable. Let's just say, hypothetically, a kid like that, there's an injury, a kid like that has to go in. Now, you know they're super talented, and you know they haven't played for a long time. I'm sure you've had this scenario play out at Baylor for time. How do you try to get a kid comfortable that you asked to do a lot, boom, right now? What is there a secret sauce as a coach to try to get that kid? You know he's really good, talented, but he hasn't played for a long time.
There's not really anything that you can do other than, you know, make sure that they stay prepared. And them as a player, the person as a player has to make sure he's prepared and ready. And just anytime your number's called, to be as prepared as you can be and take advantage of the opportunity if you get it. And it's a tough situation to be in, to not have played or to not know if you're going to play or to not have a lot of experience or repetition during the year. But you just, the best thing you can do is stay ready for that opportunity.
And now here comes Kansas, who you know well as well. They looked really good in the tournament. Give me the scouting report on the Jayhawks and what North Carolina would have to do to negate them.
Extremely well coached. Coach Self was one of the best in the country. Run a lot of good things offensively. I think the number one thing you have to do if you're North Carolina is you have to eliminate transition points. You have to get back in transition, and you have to guard the 3-point line. Last game, you know, obviously they show that they can shoot the ball. They got 3 or 4 guys that can really shoot the ball effectively from the three, and I know they haven't been shooting it great in the tournament, but they're capable. They're more than capable. So I would say transition. And make sure you guard the paint. And the one thing, you know, Self does with his guys, they all like to drive and they like to get in the paint. They like to drive right. So I would say you got to load up in the paint and make everything tough for them.
What I see when I see Kansas, what I see when I see Baylor is, you alluded to it a little bit there, is you got to play really hard on defense to be on the floor at Baylor or Kansas. But on offense, you also have to play with great confidence and passion and be aggressive. And I think, this is my guess, you can expound on it, that kids like that. They like to have permission to be aggressive offensively, especially if they're going to work so hard on defense. Is that in part what you try to impart on your players?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, and Coach Novak, one of my coaches at Hopkins, he saw it, sure, you need to play with the poise and intensity of a championship team at all times. So he would say poise on offense, intensity on defense. And if you can get your guys to be aggressive, controlled aggression, to where, you know, they're being aggressive, but they're in balance, they're making good decisions, that's what you want. You know, you don't want guys out there second-guessing themselves or questioning if, you know, they should take a shot or they should be aggressive, because that usually is what mistakes happen after that. So if you can get kind of the balance of the two, that's when you know you have a really good offensive team.
Now, you get the Brown kid from East Ridge High School and a prep school to come down to Baylor, and he looks like there's a big upside, huh?
Yeah, he is. Huge upside. You know, he actually he's going to be entering the NBA draft.
Yeah.
So we're really excited about that. Yeah, he had an unbelievable
year. He's projected to go where? Because it's pretty high, right?
Yeah, he's projected to be a mid-first-round pick. So we're really, really excited about it. He's such a great kid. He worked really hard, and we wish nothing but the best for him. We're going to follow him every step of the way. So Just excited exciting times for him and his family.
Now, he's not the first East Ridge kid to end up at Baylor University. Freddie Gillespie did as well. One of the greatest stories in all of basketball. We had him on about a month ago. From East Ridge, he got hurt there, ended up going to Carleton. Your father, through the lady that he knew, Freddie's mom, said, what, my son's interested in playing Division I basketball. What can he do? He's big enough, but he's been hurt. And he got him a kind of a tryout, really a walk-on opportunity at Baylor because you were there. And he ended up playing in the NBA, but he also played some huge games for you guys when you were number one in the country and all that went into it when he was a senior in college. What was it like? You're talking about Brown, who projected well along, Gillespie, who came from nowhere. What was it like to see him watch his dreams come to fruition?
It was amazing. I think he's probably one of the hardest workers we've ever had at Baylor. Just the work ethic and the time he put in at the gym to really, develop his craft. And, he kind of started from the bottom. But just his ability to learn, to work, to ask questions, and just really love doing the dirty work. And I think the dirty work has helped him get a chance to have an amazing basketball career so far. And hopefully that can continue for him.
Jared, always appreciate it, sir. I hope I see you when you come up here, but I'll be sure to let your dad know that I think you're the top coach in the family.
I appreciate it, Mike. Thanks a lot for having me.
You bet. Jared Nunes down there at Baylor, where they...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.